This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. To jumpstart a magazine piece the other day about getting Americans to eat healthier, the New York Times asked an ad agency to think up how broccoli could get rebranded. Broccoli, 43% less pretentious than kale, was one idea. Well, turns out entire countries do this kind of rebranding all the time, not of broccoli, but of their national identities. Rutgers University professor Melissa Aronchik is author of the new book, Branding the Nation. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the people who brought you Chevy, Skippy Peanut Butter, Hilton Hotels, these sorts of people are also working to brand countries?
That's right. Branding consultants suddenly have discovered a whole new market.
It's so interesting. They bring them in. After the fall of communism, Poland, for instance, needed a little work with its brand.
Poland decided that it needed a new brand just as it was joining the European Union. They really wanted to be perceived as part of the West. They wanted to be seen as a market economy. It was very important for them to develop a new and improved identity in the eyes of the world.
And not far from Poland, in fact, adjacent, we have Germany, which has needed brand work over the years, among other things. Tell me about that case.
Right around the time of the Soccer World Cup that they were hosting in Berlin in 2006, they worked with branding and marketing consultants, and they came up with a slogan, Germany, Land of Ideas. And they developed this fantastic set of billboards featuring Claudia Schiffer draped in little more than the German flag, inviting investors to come to Germany to invest.
What do we know about the effectiveness of these branding campaigns?
In the case of Germany, if you counted the number of stories about how people felt that Germany had become just a little bit more friendly and maybe even a little bit sexy, there were quite a few stories about that. So for Germany, this was really considered a successful campaign.
We all know that words and language is power. Branding is also power. Who gets included in the national brand presumably reflects the power, their power in society.
There's really only one message that you're trying to get out with the brand. That's part of the brand's power. It's designed to stick in people's minds. I set out with the assumption that branding was bad, that branding would somehow create an image at the cost of complexity and difference. But with some countries, it really did seem to promote a conversation about what the country stood for and what it wanted to be in the world. So even if the branding campaign that was developed for a country failed, the conversation had been started.
Melissa Aronchik is a professor of journalism and media studies at Rutgers. The book is called Branding the Nation, The Global Business of National Identity.